Welcome to the Christina Silva Show, educating our veterans. And joining us this week is our expert, Janice Neal. And our featured topic is higher education. Welcome, Janice Neal, to the Christina Silva Show.
Thank you, Ms. Silva. It's always a pleasure to be part of your show. Thank you for inviting me.
That's amazing. The importance of higher education is something that rings true to all of our military men and women serving around the country. And we want to give a special salute to everyone who has ever served our United States of America for our freedom. And that comes with a great benefits package. And I served as a U.S. Marine, and I really appreciate the fact that I recognize the Webster University logo inside military installations. So share with the world, Ms. Janice, what Los Angeles Air Force Base has to offer as being a premier campus on the installation.
Well, Ms. Silva, the Webster has been a part of the Los Angeles Air Force Base as a campus since 1997, so we have a long-standing relationship with the base, and we are here to present programs and opportunities for our service members as well as the civilians in the community with a quality education with Webster. So we are always pleased to have the opportunity to go out to education fairs, to have different functions here on base where we can spread the brand of Webster University and how we have a long-standing history, over 40 years, with the military, partnering with them at many military bases throughout the nation.
That's incredible. I see online at webster.edu that your campuses stretch far and wide, including internationally, and that is exceptional for the active duty members and populace of civilian and DOD employees that have such an amazing full-time schedule. That is why we choose Webster, to let everyone know that online schooling is actually the way that flexibly we can get our degrees in an undergraduate, graduate, and master degree program. Tell us a little bit about the overarching angel of 100 years of excellence this way, that Webster is the number one premier school.
Well, when I always talk with prospective students and others in the community, I talk about Webster and the history. Webster celebrated its centennial in 2015. So, we have a longstanding history in the area of education. And with that history, our accreditation stands strong. We are regionally accredited. And we have campuses that spread throughout the world. I'm so happy that you're allowing us to feature a few of our campuses today, which we'll talk about, three of the campuses that are on military installations and the excellent directors that are at the helm, making sure that the campuses and the education go forward.
Most definitely. So we're speaking of Webster.edu, 4 continents, 8 countries, 60 cities, 1 university. That motto is really ringing true because you have to exude the part as the director. So with regard to Los Angeles Air Force Base, your campus is regionally and directionally located in the west, but there is a gamut of responsibility with other schools that you manage. And tell us a little bit about the western region of Webster, which campuses are included that we're going to spotlight today.
Well, we're going to spotlight 3 of the campuses along with the LA Air Force Base campus. So the first one that we'll be highlighting will be Luke Air Force Base, and our director there, Dr. David Handrahan. And we also have our Hill Air Force Base campus with the director, Jody Cozy, and then Peterson Air Force Base with Bill Holt. And so those 3 campuses, we're just going to let them give us a little spotlight of what happens on a military campus and in the surrounding community.
That is really good. Thank you, Ms. Janice Neal. Wearing 2 hats as the director, that's a spirit of, we call that camaraderie, we call it resilience, and we also call it being Webster there for you, the hand up that makes global excellence and your vision as a school to be a worldwide institution that ensures high-quality learning and the experiences that really, truly transform students from a global citizenship into individual excellence. And we're in a time approaching the 4th of July. There's a spirit of somber nature. I'm sitting here at the VA Regional Campus, and as you know, my office is downstairs from yours, and I've been providing contract services aboard Los Angeles Air Force Base since 2009. I served in a Marine Corps base, but no matter which base we're serving upon, education transcends. And so, not to divorce brand lines, but to embrace the blue and gold, tell me about Webster's logo and what it means to you since you did graduate and you have many, many programs to offer to a master's degree at Webster. What does the logo mean?
Well, the logo just shows the global imprint and the importance of education. Webster is looking to transform and transcend its students into global leaders, and so the curriculum and the programs that we highlight has a global flair and international flair with it, because everyone knows that we are not constricted anymore within boundaries. We are now global citizens. So that's one of the things that Webster highlights, as well as its quality programs. We continue to go out into the market to see what the need is, and then our professionals go through and write the curriculum based on the need. So when we have programs that we offer and roll out, for instance, cybersecurity is one of the programs, new programs that we are offering throughout the campuses, and we have individuals that are experts in that area that have pulled all of the resources together and put it into a program that's A-plus, that's needed throughout the nation and the world.
Well, all of our listeners, Ms. Janice, I'm so excited to say that Webster's been a partner with educating our veterans to get the word out about being you unlimited. And the tagline is very powerful. I'm looking at it from the Webster.edu website. With more than 100 years, the logo really says to me all over the world, when you recognize that logo on your graduate degree, it really does mean something. So we encourage students to look out for the fall enrollment program, and it's age-defiant. Who can go to Webster, say?
So
who's
Webster's
eligible to enroll?
Webster's an open university. We have metro campuses, which are strategically located in various cities, usually in business areas, and then we have our military campuses that are located on military installations. So each of those campuses are open. Military campuses, individuals would need to contact those directors for access information. But Webster is an open university, and we are, you know, populating our campuses with those students that are serious and that are ready to learn and to get that degree.
So from Cammies to Civvies, you mean to tell me that Webster at Hill, Webster at Peterson, and Webster at Luke will exude the same Webster principles?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because Webster is one university, which you mentioned in our tagline. Even though we have many campuses, students can transfer from campus to campus and not miss a beat. On the military campuses, we have it set up if students are deployed or TDY or have duties that take them away from the campus, then we have campuses in locations where students usually can find a campus to continue their studies without missing a beat. Or we also have the online programs, that's excellent programs for any working adult or any military personnel.
That's webster.edu/LAAFB. But if you live in Arizona, all you have to do is go to webster.edu campus finder, right, Ms. Janice?
That's correct.
So we found Luke Air Force Base. Bring on the line one of your experts from Luke Air Force Base and introduce the awesome power of Webster at Luke. Who do we have joining us today?
Hi, Christina. This is David Handrahan from Luke Air Force Base near Phoenix, where the only thing hotter than the temperatures are our Arizona Diamondbacks baseball team.
I love the Arizona Diamondbacks. David, welcome to the Christina Silva Show, and working with Ms. Janice is an absolute dream, and we are exuding the power of digital media right now. I am so fortunate that you have the ideals to hold on to give the world an educating our veterans oorah, or would that be an aim high?
Well, a little bit of both, Christine. I was going to say Semper Fi to you, because my dad was 22 years in the Marine Corps himself. He was a Mustang, and but he told me to go in the Air Force, so we got both ends covered.
Incredible, and we call that a Marine with wings. I'll never forget Sergeant Darrell Willingham out at March Air Force Base, who served in the Marine Corps for many years, and he is Air Force to the core. He's done 3 Total Forces Blue Eagles terms, which is uniquely unreal, because special duty like Webster has, that's what we want to talk about, the unique advantages of knowing it is the same esprit de corps in the Air Force as it is the United States Marine Corps. And so please share with us, David, the aspects of your campus, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support, ma'am. Well, here at Webster, like all of our other campuses, we have a good mixture of folks. So it's not just Air Force people here. We've had folks from the Army come here. We have folks from the Navy come here. We have Marines here who I get to, you know, share the Marine Corps stories I have from what I consider my 19 years of prior service as a Marine. But the other thing we have, Christina, that every campus on the military base gives you is the opportunity for the military folks, whether they're just starting out or they're nearing the end of their career and they want to get their graduate degree before they retire, they get to meet and sit in classrooms with civilian students who work in the actual fields they're studying to get into once they get out. And it gives them that good bridge to get ready for, you know, what they're going to face post-military.